That's two Sundays in a row with a bucket. Starting to wonder, aren't you? Good morning. Where are all of your friends? It's a good question, isn't it? I know. So, at the end of the gospel lesson for today, it says, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So, I hesitate to ask you this question, but are you perfect?
No, siree.
No, siree. Awesome. Good. Little tiny boy this morning said, no, but I would like to be in everything perfect. So, the thing about that word in the original language is that it doesn't mean, what does perfect mean these days?
It means like, you get everything correct.
Everything is right. Do you ever make a mistake if you're perfect?
No.
Do you have any flaws if you're perfect?
No.
That's not what it means. Perfect in this case means finished. It's, the word is telos. It's finished. It's part of a process, and it means that you're not without flaw, but you are moving toward being finished. So if you were perfect, if you were perfect in the way we think of perfect.
Should I just toss this up or something? We'll play basketball with it and dribble it over
there. I think you now have the point. Because just throwing it up in the air with the bucket over there would make no sense. On the other hand, if you were perfect, you could make it into the bucket. Now hang on. I'll be the backboard. Okay, clearly you're not perfect. All right, let's try it again. Well, are you saying that if we were at the beach, you would have made it?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's try that. Wow, okay. So, having missed that many times, do you think God loves you any less? But you're not perfect. A little bit of... Look at that! Got a little assist there. But you see, the thing is, so often the world wants us to be perfect and get it right every single time. But that's not what God is up to. God is, in fact, calling us to bring in God's kingdom. Now, how do we do that? Well, it says it a little bit in Leviticus. Do you know where the golden rule comes from? Of course you do, because you read the Old Testament. Do you know where it comes from?
No,
Leviticus.
I have no idea what that is.
It's from Leviticus.
What's that?
That's the one that says that you can't eat, like, you can't eat critters with cloven hooves.
Basically,
yeah. Leviticus is the one that says that you can have absolutely no fun whatsoever in your entire life. But it's also the book that says you should love your neighbor as yourself. That's how we begin to bring God's kingdom. That's how God is helping us to finish God's kingdom. Not through being perfect, but through love. And God keeps us. Maybe we miss the mark every once in a while. Maybe we don't quite make it perfectly. Maybe we don't always love our enemies. Maybe we don't do any of those things as well as we might. But yet, God's kingdom is coming into play. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you love us even in our flawed and broken selves. We pray, God, that you would continue to use us to bring perfection to your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You did pretty good. You actually...